which animals to eat and which ones to pet. It might come down to where you live and what you believe in. Try horse meat if you're in Belgium, or enjoy a hamburger here while offending some vegetarians. For many of us, the issue is not which animals end up on the plate, but how they got there. This journey is grim for many dogs in Thailand, one of several Asian countries where dog meat is human food. The Southern Oregon Humane Society is involved in an international partnership to save pups from the meat trade in Asia and bring them to the Rogue Valley for adoption. Southern Oregon Humane Society Executive Director Karen Evans is part of that effort. Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
So how did you become aware of the meat trade for dogs in Thailand?
Well, I had known about it just because I've always been pretty aware of animal rights and welfare, but I became more aware of it around this time last year when we started working on some auction packages for our annual fundraiser in May.
And when you became aware of it, were you immediately inspired to act? We're here because there are some dogs from Thailand that arrive for adoption here in the Rogue Valley. But at the inception of this project, it seems awfully far away. And like there are a lot of dogs here that have their own dire straits. So how did it all come together?
Well, we have some very generous donors here in Ashland, Janice Rosenthal and Jeff Rinkoff, who are very involved with the Soy Dog Foundation. And they offered to give us an auction package for the fundraiser in May that included a luxury trip to Thailand. But part of that trip was a VIP tour of the Soy Dog facility and then also chaperoning back, at the time we thought, 10 dogs from Thailand.
And as someone you working in the industry of animal welfare here, what struck you going overseas?
I think just the brutality of the meat trade. It's really unimaginable to most of us here in the United States how the animals are treated over there. I mean, really, worst case scenario in the United States is better than how the animals are treated in the meat trade over there.
Mm. And 8 dogs plucked out of this trade. They arrived here last week. Is that right?
They did. They arrived in San Francisco on Saturday.
And how did they get here? What were the logistics?
Well, they came with the flight chaperone. The people who bid on the auction package chaperoned the dogs back after a delay due to mechanical issues in Taipei. The dogs finally arrived in San Francisco, and our saving train met them at the San Francisco airport. That's a program that we have in place that transfers dogs from high kill facilities to the shelter here in Medford at So Humane. And so the saving train met them at the airport and came up over the pass in terrible conditions and finally made it safely here with the dogs. And the dogs had been in the crates for about 60 hours at that point. So we were very concerned about them.
And what was their health like?
They're doing fine. They were exhausted and hungry for sure, but they're all doing very well. In fact, one has already been adopted.
Oh, wonderful. That was my next question. So we had Maverick, Renata, Hugo, Klaus, Bashful, Tommy, Darby, and Petunia. Not a collection of reindeer. These are the 8 lucky dogs imported from Thailand. Which one got adopted?
You know? Maverick.
Maverick. Okay. And you can see pictures of these guys on our website, jeffexchange.org, or go to sohumane.org. You know, the cynical side of me wants to ask a couple of things about this project. So I hope you'll indulge me.
Absolutely.
Okay. One is that I see a lot of animals in need right here where I live. How do you justify bringing dogs from overseas?
Well, for us, the auction package raised $7,500. And so that's a lot of money for our organization. We don't receive funding from any national humane society, no tax money, anything like that. We're totally funded by donations. So with $7,500, we're able to save roughly 200 dogs from shelters in California where they would have been euthanized.
I see. And is So Humane a no-kill shelter?
We are.
Okay. And tell us more about how you raised that $7,500.
It was the winning bid on a trip of 10 lifetimes was what we called the trip that was auctioned off in May at Toast for Tales. And so the winning bidder bid $7,500.
I see. And it was a donated trip package.
It was, yes. Mm-hmm.
And so you're making the case that actually helping these animals from the Partner Foundation in Thailand is actually helping animals here in Oregon and California.
Definitely. We saw it as a win-win situation. So we knew that there would be questions about bringing dogs in from another country. Our mission is not geographic. Our mission is to improve the lives of as many pets as we possibly can. And so we thought it made sense.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Karen Evans. She's executive director of the Southern Oregon Humane Society. Been in that role for about 17 months. You can join us with your questions about animal welfare here in the Rogue Valley or abroad, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Now, Karen, I got to ask, are you a vegetarian?
I am not. I am working towards that. I don't eat beef and I don't eat pork. I try to eat a lot of fish. It's something that's a struggle, you know.
Well, I eat a lot of different kinds of meat. So I ask more to set up the idea of why do you think of eating dogs any differently from eating cows or pigs or all the other animals that we eat?
You know, that's really a tough question. I don't think that we really can differentiate. I think just for most of us, we see dogs as family members and domestic animals. And so, you know, I don't draw a big distinction there. That's really a tough question.
Mm-hmm. But you said that the conditions under which they're slaughtered pale in comparison to things that would give us great pause here in the United States in terms of, I read something about dogs being sort of dog napped. Do you have information about that? Where do these dogs come from? Are they industrialized as we do it with meat in the United States, which has its own issues, or are they actually stray dogs from the street?
It's both. They actually farm dogs in many of those countries for the meat trade, but a lot of them are pets that are snatched from people's backyards or stray dogs off the street, and they're killed in a very horrific manner. The belief is that if they're tortured prior to death, that the meat will be more tender. So there are horrible stories about dogs being skinned alive, boiled alive, things that are just hard to even imagine.
And where do you get that information?
It's available through the Humane Society, the International Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Soy Dogs also has information in regards to that type of thing on their website.
Well, it sounds like a very harrowing journey. What are some of the challenges? You've got these dogs here. One, is this the first time you've done this?
Yes.
And so what are the challenges of actually, you got them here. What about adopting them out to homes when they've been through so much trauma?
I think it's a case-by-case basis. Like Maverick, for example, we really believe that he must have been somebody's pet because he was adopted, and we've been in discussion with the adopter every day since then, and he's doing phenomenally. We've seen video of him in the home. He's adjusted like he's always been there.
And he's sort of a husky shepherd looking guy with long legs, gray.
He's got short legs,
Like
a corgi.
Oh.
Beautiful dog, and he's doing very well. The adopter had another dog in the home, getting along great with that dog. And we have two that are a little more shy than what we typically have at So Humane. So our animal behaviorist is working with those dogs to gain their trust.
Let's take a call. We have a question here from Marie in Jacksonville. Marie, you're on the Jefferson Exchange. Welcome.
Hi. I was just wondering if there were quarantine issues with bringing animals from another country in the same way that we would have quarantine issues taking dogs from this country to another country. And how did you get around that?
All right. Thank you, Marie.
So the dogs have been at the soy dog facility for a number of months being rehabilitated and being seen by veterinarians there. So the dogs were completely cleared before they came to the United States.
So tell us more about the Soy Foundation shelter in Phuket. You visited, correct?
I have not visited.
Oh, you haven't. I thought you said that at the beginning.
No, the person who won the auction package visited the facility, and they bring dogs there who have been rescued either from the streets. They get surrendered a lot of times for injuries and illness and those kinds of things. And the soy dog facility takes the dogs in and works with them to become socialized and also treats them for any medical care they need.
So of the eight, now seven dogs available for adoption that came from Thailand just last week, were they at the Soy Foundation for a while?
Yes.
Okay. And so a number of weeks, months?
You know, it depends on the dog, but our veterinarian that we have on staff at So Humane reviewed all of the medical records before the dogs came to the United States as well.
And Karen, can you give us a scale of So Humane's operations here in the Rogue Valley beyond this project? How many pets do you rehome every year at the Snowkill Shelter?
Well, this year we had 1,684 adoptions in 2016. So we have a lot of dogs come and go from our facility, and we're really proud of the fact that we're able to adopt so many and find them their homes forever.
When do you think you'll do a project like this again?
We hope to. Because of the fact that we're able to raise so much money with the package, and we think we could do even better with it this year because we know more about it. And I think it's an opportunity to help these dogs and bring attention to the meat trade, but also enable us to do a lot more here in Medford.
Do you have evidence of maybe not as much of a meat trade, but I have certainly seen in the police blotter here in the Rogue Valley stories of dogs being snatched because of dog fighting? Is that something that you come into contact with?
We really haven't, but we've been concerned. Obviously, we've seen the reports on the news, and so, you know, we're encouraging people to take precautions with their animals, you know, keep them inside their yards, you know, make sure they're on leash when they're outside of their yards, those kinds of things.
And beyond financial donations, obviously, which are helpful, what can people do in their communities to help animal welfare and help the mission of the Humane Society?
I would say the number one thing is spay and neuter your animals.
Yeah, you say you have a resolve comes across your face. Do you find a lot of resistance to that still?
We still do. It's amazing to me. I mean, that's really the only way that we'll ever solve the dog and cat overpopulation in this country. We are still euthanizing somewhere around 3 million healthy adoptable animals in our country because of time and space. So until we can get everybody on board with spay neutering their animals, we're going to continue to have a problem, I think.
Uh-huh. And do you ever get people who want to adopt a pet and don't want to spay and neuter it? Do you have that conversation with them? What arguments do you make?
I don't know that we've ever had that conversation come up. It's an absolute.
You have to do it if you're going to adopt.
Every dog that leaves our facility has been spayed or neutered and microchipped.
Because, I mean, speaking of cultural differences, like what's meat and what's not, I think that there's cultural differences in when it's okay to castrate an animal and when it's not. You know?
There certainly are, but for us, that's there's no gray area there.
No gray area, and arguably the number one thing you're saying people could do to make sure that animal welfare improves in their community.
Definitely.
So Maverick has been adopted.
He has.
Renata, Hugo, Klaus, Bashful, Tommy, Darby, and Petunia are still seeking homes, among many others, at the Southern Oregon Humane Societies. You can see pictures of these dogs from Thailand, and now they're new comrades here in the Rogue Valley, at the website sohumane.org. Karen Evans is the executive director of the organization. She joined us today. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.